Jamie won't be listening.
He won't.
Be in bed.
He'll
be poorly.
Jamie's off today, so Oliver is here for the duration.
And that is nice. It's nice to have Ollie with us today.
it's a nice change, Ollie.
It is.
Nice. Good. Nice change. Ollie doesn't know quite what to say.
I'm pleased to have you here.
I'm trying to work out whether you're being sarcastic.
No, she wasn't.
No, okay.
I wasn't. Absolutely. That's the most sincere I've ever heard, Hayley.
I've never seen Hayley being genuine.
Oh.
Wow. Don't undo all the good work, Ollie. Anyway, good weekend.
Lovely weekend. Didn't do much. Great.
Ollie?
Yeah, I didn't really do a lot either.
Do you know what? I didn't do an awful lot either. I had loads of things to do, but I did cycle in because my new thing, I'm trying to get fit. I'm trying to lose some of my...
lockdown.
Yeah, even though I wasn't really... I was kind of working as normal, but I saw everyone else getting fat, so I thought I'm joining the bandwagon.
Can't beat them, join them.
Exactly. So I've taken to the saddle.
Yeah.
On the bike.
How are you finding it?
Well, it's day 5 today, mm-hmm. I think.
Mind you, you came in the other day, you went 13 minutes. Personal best ball. Well done.
Yeah, it was windy today, 17 minutes. But I don't like to talk about it. But on Saturday, I was cycling in and it just started a few little spit spots of rain. I thought this would be all right. Anyway, by the time I got here, I was like a drowned rat. Literally, I was just soaking. But I looked at my watch and thought, 200 calories in.
Yes.
I'll have a Mars bar. Everything's good.
Reward yourself.
Ooh, topping in the morning.
Harry Styles at Isle of Wight Radio. Sounds as if one thing that we are all in agreement with over the weekend is that we all ate the wrong food.
100%.
Definitely.
All had a naughty weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Our Chinese has reopened.
Oh,
the really good one. You know, you got your favourite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are many Chinese's, but they...
To be fair, I'm not picky. I'll have what I'm given.
Oh, he's not fussy.
Yeah. See, I am. There's the Chinese and then there's the Chinese.
Yeah.
And if the Chinese, it's been shut for ages, but it's reopened now. And that's not good.
It's not good, is it?
No.
It sort of daft does you a favour when they're closed.
It's like when you order a pizza. And I don't know what it is, but the local national chain of pizzas, speedy delivery at the moment.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I could write a blog on fast food deliveries across the Isle of Wight.
Yeah, I had a delivery on Friday night and I was so shocked with the time. I just looked at this guy like with shock and he was like, "You did order a pizza, didn't you?" I was like,
"Well, they do
yeah.
this new thing, don't they? Where they literally turn up, go, and then they walk away or do a run." You know, it's as if they've pulled the pin out of a hand grenade.
Yes.
They run away and wait for you to open the door.
Yeah,
it's like a game when I was a kid.
I think I played that game.
Yeah, the only thing that didn't happen was that I wouldn't leave a pizza lying down. But other than that, it was pretty similar, to be fair. It's Topping in the Morning from Isle of Wight Radio. It's Paul, Hayley and Ollie this morning.
Ooh, Topping in the Morning.
We're all here, just doing our thing. And it is now time for us to play today's headline or hearsay. Oliver is in the hot seat this morning. Are you ready for this?
I am indeed.
If you want to join us, then head over to Facebook, facebook.com/ Isle of Wight Radio. You will find us right there. Okay, we're ready with the very first one. Is it going to be headline or will it be hearsay? Let's find out.
A London couple accused of renting their private hot tub out during the coronavirus crisis have been cleared of any wrongdoing. Mr. and Mrs. Beaumont of Hackney were said to have been charging locals £30 for an hour's tub time before a nosy neighbour landed them in hot water with the law. Appearing in court for allegedly breaking the rules, the pair, who had been furloughed, said, "I don't see the problem. The hot tub's in our garden and no more than 6 people were in there at any one time. We were just trying to make a quick buck."
You see, would you, it's like, I don't want to be funny or anything, and I know that people are much kinder than me.
Yeah.
But, you know, when the Isle of Wight Festival's on, mm-hmm. and people put a sign up saying, you know, for £1 you can come and use our toilet,
mm-hmm.
and for £5 you can come and use our bathroom.
Yeah.
That would never happen at my house.
You wouldn't let people do it.
There's not a chance. Not a chance.
No, so, I don't think I would do that.
So if I had a hot tub, it would be like, oh, do you want to come and just, you know, sweat in my hot tub?
Yeah, but it's all full of chemicals. It's no different to a swimming pool, is it? A hot tub like that.
No.
Well, yeah,
you know,
I know.
Like, all the chemicals kill any germs.
It would be my little bit of a swimming pool.
Yeah, but they're trying to earn some money. You can't pay them for trying to earn some money.
True, they have been furloughed.
They were furloughed, trying to earn some money, socially distanced. I mean, I think it's a great idea.
How can it be socially distanced?
Because they're not seeing them. They're going in the garden.
Yeah, but the people in the hot tub aren't they?
Yeah, but no. Yeah, but that'll probably be from the same household.
Probably, you see.
I mean, it's not going to be...
But if they were...
Anyone.
Okay, yeah.
I love it that Ollie actually gets involved in this.
Ollie's thinking, what could it be?
I don't know. I do know the answer to this, but I will play along as if I don't.
I'm invested.
Let's have a look, see what Facebook's saying this morning. Hello to Brenda and to Clive, to Gemma, also to Robert, who says, hearsay for sure. Who have you got there, Ollie?
Oh, I have Peter saying morning. I've got Karen saying hearsay. I've got Sienna saying morning. Brenda, hearsay. Keith, hearsay. Debbie said hearsay. Clive said hearsay. Gemma said hearsay. Robert said hearsay. Sienna's gone headline. Terry's gone hearsay. And Corrine has gone hearsay.
Debbie says, good morning, guys. Please could you give my little girl a mention? Her name is Ruby and she's heading back to school today for the first time since lockdown. You have a wonderful day, Ruby.
Enjoy.
Yes, enjoy, because you'll be podded up, which is, you know, like having your best mates all around you for the whole period of time.
Linda's with us from Cyprus.
Yes, saying morning from a sunny Cyprus.
Nice.
Hello to my daughter Natalie, who's in Newchurch. There we are. So, what are we going with, Hayley?
I think it's his headline.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I do.
Oh. Oh, it hits every one of my buttons.
Yeah, I'm going with it. Headline.
Headline.
I mean,
Ollie.
We've got to agree together.
We're going headline.
It is a hearsay.
Oh, well done, Ollie.
Look at you, sneaky little devil in the corner there. Okay, let's play another one.
Residents of Georgia in America thought they'd gone barking mad after they witnessed a stray dog doing his best impression of a lollipop man. Known to locals as Kersha, the canine's been filmed ushering preschool children safely over the road. In the video, the dog, believed to be a stray, can be seen patrolling the crossing and even barking at cars who ignore it. And it's not a one-off either. Kersha shows up for work every day without fail, although rumour has it he's not happy about his lack of pay.
I love that story, if it's true. Dogs are brilliant.
They are.
They are so brilliant. I can just see a little dog doing this.
You can never imagine a cat doing that, can you?
Oh, I'm not, no.
Cat would be like, yeah, whatever.
Give up halfway through, just sit down.
Yeah. Sorry, kids, you're going to have to make your own way across. I need a wash.
Yeah, no, you can see it. The dogs are all proud, aren't they? When they know they're doing a good job, you know, they get a nice little, like, trot on, don't they?
And... Or Jack, when you take him out, he knows certain places that he loves to go for a walk.
Yep.
And he actually smiles. And I don't think I'm just being a mad dog owner here.
No.
You know, he's got a kind of, like, jowly smile on his face.
I only thought Dalmatians smile, but I've seen Labradors and Retrievers smile.
Even though I don't know what I did wrong with Jack in his training, because he's a Labrador, which, you know, in theory, you know, he's the breed that people trust.
They're working dog, yeah.
Yeah, a working dog, helping people with disabilities to see through the dog's eyes, all this kind of stuff. Jack, he'd wander out on the road. He has absolutely no understanding of a road. He's just like, no, why are we stopping here, Dad? I know there are some of these metal boxes going past, but I think we could walk straight in front of them. It would be fine because we'll get to the park quicker.
Oh.
The question is it headline or hearsay? Is the dog helping the preschool children across the road?
Keith is saying headline. Clive is also saying headline. We've got a birthday here, actually, headline, so we'll do that in a second.
Okay.
And we've got Karen is also saying headline. Janet is saying headline. Debbie's saying headline. She loves this story. Robert's saying headline. Brenda's saying headline. Janet is saying hearsay. Sienna's saying headline.
What are we going with? Do we think it's headline or hearsay? Would a dog really help?
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Do you?
I think it's a headline.
All right. Well, we'll go headline.
It is a headline.
Wow.
Brilliant story.
There we go. Now, Ollie can do a solo this morning. So
yes.
whose birthday is it?
Okay, it's George. So George is 11 years old today.
Okay, you ready for this? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So you just have to sing along in the gaps.
Right, okay.
Here we go.
Happy birthday to you.
George.
Happy birthday to you.
George.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
George.
George, have a lovely, lovely birthday. There you go. Not many people get a full serenade by Oliver Dyer. News credibility just hit the floor. You can almost hear it bouncing there. Thank you so much. That is today's headline or hearsay. I enjoyed that.
I did.
Good one,
well done, Ollie. You're good at this game.
Is Jamie back tomorrow?
Yeah.
Topping in the morning.
Live in joy and dreamer. Isle of Wight Radio, 6 minutes past eight, and we've got a huge amount of money to give away on the show today. Are we going to be able to give it away, though? Let's find out as we play...
Pounds for a sound. Win with White Fibre and Isle of Wight Radio.
Morning, Alison.
Morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Now, you managed to have a barbecue at the weekend. At what point of the weekend was it warm enough for a barbecue?
It wasn't really. It was very windy.
It was one of those family, well, we said we'd have a barbecue, so we're going to have a barbecue kind of events, yeah. Was it?
We're going to have one and get blown away.
Yeah, it was a little bit blowy. Did you all sit out there with your coats on?
We did.
Yeah, yeah. I love those. That is such a British kind of thing to do,
yeah.
Isn't it? Well,
as we do, yeah.
We're going to do, if there's a bit of rain in the air, don't worry about that. We'll just put an umbrella over the barbecue. It'll be fine. So, you're a keen gardener, is that right?
I try. I like to keep my garden tidy.
Right, OK, see, I'm just starting to get into trying to do a little bit of gardening, and I'm not very successful, to be honest, because I forget the watering bit.
Yeah, that's a trouble, isn't it, forgetting the watering bit. It's a bit of a pain.
Yes, yeah. So, you are a cleaner at school. We were just saying that what an important job you have, and how we've all come to realise just how important being a cleaner is these days.
Yeah, you couldn't do without us at the moment, could you?
No, exactly. Definitely a key worker. So, let's see if we can get you £1,985 in cash. How confident are you, Alison?
Not that confident, but I'm hoping.
Wow. You know, people have won by saying, I don't think I've got it at all. So, let's try it. This is the sound. That is it. The question is, for £1,985, Alison, what's that sound?
I think it's one of those clicky lids, childproof lids on a medicine bottle.
A clicky lid on a medicine bottle. I know the ones.
Yeah, childproof ones.
The childproof ones, but it's normally only the kids that can get into them.
Yeah, that's true.
I can always remember my nana saying to me, could you open that, Paul? Because I can't get in to the childproof. So I was like, yeah, I'll do that. I was about eight at the time. I think it was supposed to deter me, but it never did. Right, let's find out. Are you £1,985 better off? Fingers crossed, Alison.
Fingers crossed.
Here we go. Oh, it's not that.
Oh, never mind. Oh. I was talking to you anyway.
Do you know what? You've brightened up my morning. Thank you so much, Alison. Let's speak again soon, hey?
Thank you then. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There you go. That is Alison, who... Oh, it's not a clicky lid bottle thing. What do you think it might be, though? That is the sound. It's now worth a staggering...
£2,015.
2015 quid. It's Pounds for a Sound. Back same time, same place tomorrow. Remember, you can be part of it by texting the word Radio Sound and your name to 81400. It could be you winning that money tomorrow.
Play Pounds for a Sound. Weekdays just after eight with White Fibre and Isle of Wight Radio.
Ooh, topping in.
Niall Horan, Slow Hands at Isle of Wight Radio's Topping in the Morning. 34 minutes past 8, Monday morning. Sunny outside, well, sort of bright outside. It's just the wind. Come on, calm down, for goodness sake.
Just relax.
Gusts up to 40 miles an hour today. So if you're getting one of those first red jets that are leaving the island, could be a bumpy crossing. Anyway, it is time for today's test of time. All questions based on things that happened on this day many, many years ago. Hayley is asking the questions. I am answering. Oliver is dinging. On the dinger.
That's a perfect ding there, Ollie.
Thank you.
1985.
A grade.
In 1985, who recorded a version of Martha Reeves' song Dancing in the Street?
It was David Bowie and Mick Jagger.
Yes, Paul, well done.
I like that one.
That's a good one.
Oh, Tokyo, South America, Australia, France, Germany, UK, Africa.
I'm like those blank face. Should I know what you're talking about?
Part of the song.
Okay, brilliant. 2007.
I thought that was quite good.
Yeah, it was actually.
A new revolutionary.
Cheers, Ollie. I like you.
Yeah, no worries.
A revolution. See, I've got it right first time.
Yeah, revolutionary.
Phone was launched in 2007. What phone was that, Paul?
The iPhone.
Yes, it was.
I thought it was earlier than that.
No, 2000. No. I remember. Because I was doing afternoons at Isle of Wight Radio and we got an exclusive look at one. Ooh. Before it came out. And we had to go to the Carphone warehouse and they only had like a few of them. They were in the safe, locked away.
Oh, really?
And we weren't allowed to touch it, just look at it.
Wow. 1956, Marilyn Monroe married which playwright in London?
Marilyn Monroe.
Marilyn Monroe married playwright in London.
Oh.
I mean, I don't know how many times she was married, Marilyn.
I don't know either.
Do you know this one?
Would I know this playwright?
I don't know.
Or have you just thrown this one in there?
Just thrown it in, really.
I've no idea.
It was, where's it gone? Arthur Miller. Do you know him? No, not me. 2003, around 30 people in East Sussex staged what against genetically modified food, saying that we shouldn't interfere with nature. So they staged what type of protest?
I'm going to guess, as you've chosen it, something to do without any clothes on.
Yeah.
There we go. I can read her mind like a book.
Wow.
I think I got that right.
Yeah. You did. That is. Yeah. Give the man a ding. That's 3 out of 4 today.
That's what they said on the picket line. Nearly 20-9 now. From The Greatest Showman. One of my favourite films.
And mine.
Yeah, I do like that.
I'm with you on it. It's brilliant.
It's a good film.
Right. We were talking earlier that you can send us in voice messages. Now, members of the team here have been abusing this new feature. Mainly Ollie, actually. I mean, you wouldn't think it, would you?
No, you wouldn't. You would think Sensible Ollie.
We were testing it, weren't we?
Yeah, right. Sensible journalists.
Damn it.
Sensible journalists. These are the kind of messages that I get from Ollie coming through from our new app. Okay, here's the first one.
Hello, everyone. How are you? Fancy seeing you here today. How are you doing? All right?
This is Chapline.
Brilliant.
Are you doing all right?
I'm not coming back.
Fancy seeing you here today.
And then, more disturbingly, what he didn't realise was, is it comes up with his name at the top.
I'm watching.
Now,
I'm watching you.
Now, if you ever get that on your answer phone. I have that recording. We can give it to the police. They can match it up. They will sort him out. It's Isle of Wight Radio. It's Topping in the Morning, 8:57 right now. Feel free, download the app, send a message. Try not to make it as creepy as that, though. I'm easily disturbed.